This is Aldrin St. Pierre on Beyond the Headline.
It is 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. Today was the memorial service of Abahlali baseMjondolo leader Lindokuhle Mnguni, the 28-year-old activist who was the chairperson of the Katamena branch of the Shack Dwellers movement. It's alleged that his killers hunted him down until they found him. He had been in hiding following death threats after he witnessed the murder of one of the movement's leaders. He's the third leader of Abahlali baseMjondolo to be assassinated in the past 6 months. Mnguni's death sent shockwaves across the country, with many calling it an attack on democracy and suggesting that the leaders of Abahlali baseMjondolo are being targeted. The question is why. We are now joined by Lindokuhle Mnguni's colleague and General Secretary of Abahlali baseMjondolo, Thapelo Mohapi. Thapelo, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us, and condolences to you and your colleagues. So today marking the day that Lindokuhle was being remembered.
Yes, good afternoon to the listeners. Good afternoon to you, Adria. We are a movement in pain. We are a movement that is still mourning. Within a space of 6 months, we've lost three leaders in the commune. Abahlali baseMjondolo, just to give the listeners a brief context, we are a movement that fights for and promotes the interest of the poor and marginalized in South Africa. We fight for the landless people. And Ekenana was an occupation that people have lived there for since 2018 and have created a communal space where there's a gardening, there's a poultry, chickens. They started the chicken with 12 chickens. Today they have more than 300 chickens, and they have a communal kitchen where women benefit out of that, and households that are headed by children are benefiting from that. So there is no hunger, there's no starvation in Ekenana. But there are people who have vested interest who want to build flats so they could sell in that particular place, allocate houses that are meant for the poorest of the poor to those who can afford and buy those. So there's a vested interest for people to actually make profit out of the land, while the people who are living there currently live in a communal space so that they create their own food security and maintain sustainability within the community.
Who are these people?
Well, the killers of Nokuthula Mabaso are now in prison. They've tried to, they're still applying for bail. The killers of Ayanda Ngila, who was killed in March, are also behind bars. We are still waiting for their trial to start. So these are people within the branch executive committee of the ANC in Ward 101, which is in Katomena, Keto Crest. Mm-hmm. So these are the people who have rendered that place ungovernable, who have had a mafia type of style, and their interest is actually to use that land for profit rather than to use it for the benefits of the marginalized and the poor in that particular area. So the pastor who is being arrested for the killing of Nokuthula Mabaso, a woman who has three children, who was shot six times, both at the back and in the front, and her cell phone was taken away. The pastor and the business person who's in the taxi industry in that area is right now applying for bail for the killing of Nokuthula Mabaso.
Mm. But who are the developers that want these people removed from Kenana informal settlement?
Yes, there are people within the branch executive committee of the ANC who, for a while, this is the same area where a ward councillor was arrested for having assassinated his predecessor, who was going to take over as a ward councillor. So there is a string of corruption that has been taking place. Houses that are meant, RDP houses that are meant to be built by government for the poorest of the poor, are allocated to people who can buy them. And these people know the projects before they start. So they have accused Abahlali baseKenana of having occupied land that is meant for development. But our question is, the people who have occupied that land are people who also need housing. We know that there are people who live in informal settlement in that particular area who have their houses being allocated because other people could buy them. And these people have kept quiet and not come out because they know that they would be killed. So it is the branch executive of the ANC in that particular area that is responsible for the corruption that is taking place there.
And did Lindo Kuhle know that they were actually on his trail?
Yes. When Ayanda Ngila was assassinated, 8 bullets missed Lindo Kuhle Mngune. The reason why we had to organize a safe home for him at that time was as a result of having survived that assassination, because we could have had on the 8th of March 2 assassinations taking place at the same time in the occupation.
Mm-hmm.
So we then removed him with it immediately. But because he loved the people and he loved the commune and he loved the idea that he believed in, Lindo Kuhle Mngune was a socialist, pan-Africanist type of person who put people first before his life. So he went to Ekenana to assist and revive the commune, and that's when he met his death.
Mm.
When two men arrived at 1 a.m. and at 1:30 a.m. in the morning of the 20th, and opened fire in his house.
And was this matter ever raised with the police outside of the shooting that took place on the day, but to say that Lindo Kuhle's life is under threat?
Yes. In fact, when Ayanda Ngila was assassinated, he was the key witness, because he had seen the attackers, because the attackers was aiming for both of them, but they couldn't get him. So the police were aware of the fact that he was in danger. The police are aware of the danger that is happening in that particular area. But however, we feel very unprotected by the police in that particular area, particularly the Ketomena police, who work hand in hand with the taxi industry in that particular area, who work hand in hand with the ANC, who at one stage people were given instruction whether to arrest on the cases that we've opened in that particular area. By the police. I mean, the police were given instruction by the ANC whether to make those arrests and so on and so forth. So we have lost confidence in that particular police station. We are calling for the Minister of Police to have an independent tactical team that will deal with these particular cases. Of course, we are happy to actually provide evidence and work with the police.
Yep. And the provincial government?
Well, there hasn't been a word from the provincial government on this matter, which has surprised us. Their silence is very loud. And even the ANC at provincial level, we want them to condemn this killing. We want them to actually deny these people.
But does the provincial government membership know about these tensions that you're speaking of?
Yes. They have been in the media for quite some time. But at the same time, we have tried to engage the ANC on these matters, and they are in denial about these matters. But even when the ward councillor has been arrested for the murder of his predecessors, they still deny that there is a problem in that particular area, where the area is rendered a mafia style, where people just decide to kill those who are human rights defenders who are trying to create communal space like Lindo Kuhle Mngune.
Thank you so much for your time. That is Thapelo Mohapi, who is the General Secretary of Abahlali Basemjondolo.